You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. A tech firm, Byju's, told its employees in a recent town hall that it will clear their salaries and other statutory dues based on its cash flow and the future availability of funds. In a message to its technology staff reviewed by FE, Jini Thattil, the company's chief technology officer, provided details on commitments outlined in the town hall with founder Byju Ravindran. The commitments include clearing outstanding salary dues from February and March of active employees between June 15th to 30th, with the worst-case scenario of July 8th. Employees have also been assured there will not be any disruption in monthly salary credits for the next 6 months. Regarding statutory compliances, Thattil mentioned that tax deducted at source and other remittances would be cleared before submitting Form 16. Next up, Zimbabwe has launched the world's newest currency, the ZiG. The new gold-backed currency called the ZiG or Zimbabwe Gold has come into effect from April 5, 2024 and will co-circulate with other foreign currency in the economy. Banks in Zimbabwe have been converting the country's previous national currency, the Zimbabwe dollar, into ZiGs. The swap rate was decided by Zimbabwe's central bank based on the closing interbank exchange rate and the rate of gold as of April 5, 2024. The swap rate was used to make legitimate conversions of all Zimbabwe dollars deposits in the banking sector. All Zimbabwe dollars loans and advances made by the sector, all prices of goods and services in Zimbabwe dollars and any other Zimbabwe dollars denominated obligations. In other news, in an effort to accelerate progress of the ambitious Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project, an additional 394-meter intermediate tunnel has been constructed at Ghansoli in Mumbai. This new tunnel will expedite the 21-kilometer main tunneling work between BKC and Shilpatha, adjacent to the Thane Creek. According to a release from the NHS RCL, the special purpose company overseeing the bullet train project, the new 26-meter deep terminal, which is 3.3 kilometers long, will facilitate simultaneous access to create approximately 1.6 meter tunnels on each side. For the main 21-kilometer tunnel, 16 kilometers will be evacuated using tunnel boring machines, while the remaining 5 kilometers will be constructed using the new Austrian tunneling method. Moving on, the Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation is preparing to launch Phase 1 of Metro 3, the Aqua Line, with operations expected to begin on July 1st, according to a report by the Times of India. At present, 99.5% of the construction work at the RA depot is complete. Trains on this line will run between RA and Bandra Kurla complex. MMRCL has already started integrating trial runs and will soon invite the research, design and standard organization to review key aspects of the trials and commissioning. Reports indicate that some minor finishing work, trials and tests are still pending. Although the depot is nearly finished, the main operations and control room may not be ready by July 1st. In another development, the entire 76-kilometer stretch of the Samruddhi Mahamarg in Thane district is about to become operational as it is nearing completion, the Indian Express reported. Citing a senior official of the Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation, the report said the stretch is about to be completed and will be thrown open to traffic by August end. With this, the entire 701-kilometer corridor of the Samruddhi Mahamarg will be fully operational. Talking about the Thane segment of the Samruddhi Mahamarg, the official said that it includes 16 bridges and 4 tunnels and has only one bridge under construction. This bridge is the tallest on the Samruddhi Mahamarg and is about 82 meters tall. Next up, the RBI imposed monetary penalty on ICICI Bank and Yes Bank for violating various regulatory norms. ICICI Bank was fined Rs. 1 crore for sanctioning a term loan to certain entities in lieu of or to substitute budgetary resources envisaged for certain projects. The bank did not conduct due diligence on the viability and bankability of the projects to ensure the revenue streams from the projects were sufficient to take care of the debt servicing obligations. Further, the repayment of these loans were made out of budgetary resources and the bank did not ensure that the funding proposals were for specific monitorable projects. Meanwhile, Yes Bank was fined Rs. 91 lakh. Lastly, Google earlier confirmed the leak of 2,500 internal documents on Thursday, consisting of crucial data, including closely gated information on the search ranking algorithm. The leak was first noted by search engine optimization SEO experts Rand Fishkin and Mike King of The Verge, who requested a spokesperson from Google via email. After multiple requests, Dave Thompson, a Google spokesperson, confirmed the leak and replied, quote, "We would caution against making inaccurate assumptions about search based on out-of-context, outdated, or incomplete information." End quote. The leaked data revealed that Google evaluates the number of clicks while allotting ranks for web pages. However, Google has always stated otherwise. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.